Okay, the recording has started. Rabosai. Parshas Yisro that we'll learn with Shem this coming Shabbos has as its centerpiece, of course, the Aseres Hadibros. So I'd like to speak about the third of the Aseres Hadibros, which reads as follows in Parakhof of Shmos Posuk Zayin, Lo Siso Hashem Hashem Alokecha Lashov, Ki Lo Yenake Hashem Eis Asher Yisro Shmo Lashov. You shall not take the name of Hashem your God in vain, for Hashem will not absolve anyone who takes his name in vain. That's the law of Lo Siso. Rashi on the spot comments, what does this mean? Lashov, right, not to bear Hashem's name. And Rashi understands that Lashov means chinam, purposeless, hevel, for useless purposes. Right, Vezeo, Shua Shav, what does it mean, a Shua Shav? It's understood that Lo Siso, according to Rashi, is an oath. A person takes an oath, purposeless or worthless oath. What does it mean, Ezeo, Shua Shav? Nishba Lashana says Hayadua. You swear about something which obviously is not what it's known to be. Al Amod Shal Evan Shu Shal Zav. You have a pillar, some kind of a monument made of stone. You swear that it's gold, right? You swear that this car is a ping pong table, whatever, something which obviously is not true. Yeah? And we'll skip the part of Rashi that's printed in some editions in brackets. And he also mentions Al Shal Eitz Eitz Al Evan Evan. Another thing is when you swear that which is obvious. You tell me this is a book. No kidding, it's a book. No one thought that it was a frying pan. In other words, it's an obvious thing. That's what Rashi refers to here in our Parsha, Parshas Yisro. There's really a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos that the Mishnah says on Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah describes different examples, different cases of Shua Shav. And the Mishnah says the following: Ezeu Shua Shav Nishpa L'Shano says Hayadua L'Adam. Amar Amot Shal Evan Shul Zozov, or Val Isha Isha, you swear, I don't know, maybe today it's harder to tell apart, I don't know, but according to the Mishnah, it says Val Isha Isha, right? Val Isha Shehi Ish. Then it says also included there is Nishbal Dover Shehi Efsherlo. You swear about something that's impossible, categorically impossible, or Isi Gomel Shaparech Bavi, you saw a flying camel, something like that, okay, or something else. And another thing, huh? Yeah, that's later on in the Mishnah. Also, Nishba Levat Elas HaMitzvah. You take an oath to not to do a mitzvah. Shalom Lasso Sukkah, which Lito Lul. I'm not going to sit in the Sukkah. It says here Lasso Sukkah, which is a different discussion. But it means you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. You're not going to wave the Lul of Lul Echt Filin. All these are Shua Shav, Shechayavan, Azdona, Makos, Oshigos, Apotish, and so on. And then it says another situation, if you swear that you're going to eat a certain piece of bread, okay, Shua Shaochal Kikar Zo. And then you say Shua Shaloch, and then you take an oath not to eat it. So Harishona Shua's Bitoy. That's a different category of Shua. It's okay. You take a Shua to do something, or not any type of crazy Shua that you're allowed to take, right? Vashniya Shua Shav. The second one is Shua Shav, because once you took a Shua to eat it, so then now then you're Mevatel HaMitzvah. That's how Rashi explains. Shua Shal. Bitul mitzvah, he ain't a tovah sheyafshar. First, he says bitul mitzvah is something that's impossible, like the flying camel. Not allowed to do it. Vashniya shvuah shav shor nishpa levatel as mitzvah. Fine. So those are the examples that the Mishnah over there in Shavuos gives earlier. And that's chav tesam and aleph. The Mishnah here does not link these things to our pasuk. However, the Gemara earlier in Shavuos on daf chav aleph and aleph does. The Gemara there discusses different violations of shvuah. There are different categories of shvuah. So on daf chav aleph and aleph, the Gemara gives an example. It says, Nishpo, it mentions our case, right? Ezeu Shvuah Shav, Nishpo L'Shan Zedul Adam, Shvuah Sheker, Nishpo L'Hachlif, I'm sorry, Ezeu Shvuah Shav, Nishpo L'Shan Zedul Adam, Shvuah Sheker, Nishpo L'Hachlif. Okay, Shvuah Sheker is when you swear something falsely, and you say, I didn't eat this, and you did. Or I did eat this, and you didn't. That's Shvuah Sheker, different categories of Shvuah. Rashi explains, over there in Chof Aleph Mad Aleph and Shavuos Nishpa L'Achol L'Shano Se'emes B'Shavuos Ha'inu L'Sha'abar Ki'on Achalti V'lo Achal Lo Achalti V'Achal. Right, that's you swear about something you did or didn't do, and it really was the opposite. That's called Shavuos Sheker. It's not Shavuos Shav. That's a different thing. And the Gemara says the Azhara Amar Yirmi Ki'osa Rav and Amar Yirmi Amar Bo Amar Yochan Achalti V'lo Achalti Sheker. That's a Shavuos Sheker. V'Azharte, the warning is not our pasuk, a different love in the Torah and Parshas Kedoshim. It says Lo Si Shavulish B'Shmila Shoker. Different. It's a different answer. Right, the ocho below ocho, okay, over below yachal dvar. So the future, there's a different answer from Pashas Matos, the yachal dvar. Ezeu shvuah shav, then what about shvuah shav? Nishpa l'shanas yadu l'adam, and so on. So a few lines later, on that same page, the Gemara says, nishpa menolon, okay, and ar yochan mishum yochai, amar kor lo siso shemek shemek ha'ashav, k'lo yinake. The Gemara there is explaining you get Malkus for this, even though it's a law of Shem B'maisa. That's the sugi there. It says, how do we know that that's true? Because it says, okay, Bezin Shamata gives him Malkus. Okay. Anyway, that's the categories are different. Shuas the Rambam, Kedar, yeah. Why in the world would a person do such a thing?
I understand Hashem, okay? Yeah. Gotta believe in God. I understand
yeah.
Shouldn't
have any other God.
Why is this so important?
So it's considered, it's a good question. I may come to the very end, but to answer your question now, it's a bizayon. It's misusing God's name, right? You're using God's name for stupidity, for things that, you know,
it's like a bizayon. It sounds like you're a dope. And therefore, I have a commandment.
But it also shows, now, we spoke on other occasions, even just using Hashem's name, not in the category of an oath,
right,
is also just using, you know, overuse of God's name. I think that's the idea.
Does this also apply to unnecessary brachas?
Yeah, we'll get to that's the topic for tonight, Bez
Hashem. That's a tough tension. Yeah. Making brachas and unnecessary.
Right. So that's exactly what I'm talking about, Bez Hashem, this evening. But I just want to finish up the Shuas section, because the main issue here has to do with Shuas. But the Rambam brings La Halacha in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, Parak Aleph of Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam writes in Halacha, starting in Halacha Dalad, he says, Shavuos Shav Nechlaka Larba Machlokos. Shavuos Shav is divided into four different types of categories. Ha'achas Shnishba Adavi Yadu Shein Kein. Keitzat Gon Shnishba Ala Isha Isha, Ala Isha Shu Ish, Ala Amut Shal Evan, Shi Shal Zav, Vechein Koitza Bezeh. That's one. Halacha Hey. Hashnia. You swear on something obvious. Go and shnish ba'al ha-shamayim shu-shamayim. Ba'al ha-evin su-shu-evin. Ba'al ha-shnayim shem shnayim. V'chein kol ke-yotze b'zeh. Sh'ed dover ein bo sofek la-odom sholem k'dei l'tzadek ha-dover b'shu. You don't need it to justify it's obvious. Shlishes, well, ha-loch ha-vach. Shlishes, shnish ba'al ha-vata ha-mitzah, ketzen. K'gon shnish ba'al sh'lo yitzatev p'tzitzah, sh'lo yobash tshulim, sh'lo yeshe b'sukah b'chak ha-sukas, l'ucho matzah b'levet Pesach, o sh'is ana b'shabos, yom tov, v'chein kol ketzah b'zeh. That's the third category. And the fourth, the V is, parallel to Zion, v'riya sh'nish ba'al dover sh'ein bo koach lasos, ketzah, Rabbi Zidah said before, k'gon sh'nish ba'al sh'lo yishan sh'lo shim alayel v'yom retufim. You won't sleep for three consecutive days, day or night. O shall eat on klum shiva yom retzum. You won't taste anything for seven consecutive days. V'chein kol ketzah b'zeh. Kol nishbas concludes the Rambam. Kol nishbas shu ashab ma'arbo shu was elu. Over below says shenema lo sisa shema shema kechol ashab. You may amaze it loke and show you part of me klum. Fine. So that's the summary of this halacha. And that's also how it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Read it very quickly now. Yoredeya, that's where these dinim are in the third section of Yoredeya. Yoredeya, Simon Reish, Lamed Vav. Hilchos Shavuos, that's what it's called, appropriately enough. Yoredeya, Simon Reish, Lamed Vav. It is in, let's just see, Sif Dalet. Nishba l'shanas yadu l'odom gono ishu isha al isha shu ish chai mishum shu asha v'chein nishba l'ames emes al dover shu yadu l'kol gono shnayim shim shnayim these two people, etc. keotzebo o dover shu yev shalom sos gono shalom ishan gimliyomo shu nishba shu l'yocha zayinam o shu nishba l'ocha mikol per shu b'olom vishu asha u'malkon oso v'yosham l'alto v'ocha l'hat you can give malk because then he can eat and sleep right away and so on. It doesn't mention here about Mevatel Samitza, but anyway, that's the din of shu asha. Okay. So that's in terms of swearing, and we can try and understand, we'll see a little bit later, what the severity of this isser is. But what I really want to speak about this evening, what Dr. Kerr mentioned, is the following. And that is a Gemara in Brachas on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which comes in, it's parenthetical really to the sugya there. It's almost a point that is brought in, not as the Iker sugya, but it's a very important point. And it says, Brachas Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the fifth parak of Brachas, it says, Rav, Itamar Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amar Tarvayu, whether it was Rav, and then Reish Lakish, or was, it was Reish Lakish, it was Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whatever it was, Amar Tarvayu, they all said, Kol HaMevarech Brocha She'ein HaTzricha, anybody who makes a Brocha that's not necessary, Brocha She'ein HaTzricha, which we colloquially call Brocha Levatola, okay, is Over Mishum Lo Siso. You violate Lucisa as well. Aside from all the things we learned about an oath, all these different types of oaths that we mentioned, there is this other Gemara that says, if you make a brach levatala, wasted brach, you're also in violation of Lucisa. Now that prompts an important question, and that is, what exactly does this Gemara mean? Does that mean really? Does it mean mamish, you're in violation? That's a poshut reading of the Gemara. I'll read it again. Okay, call. Hamavarach brachas yinatzvicha over mishum lo sisa. That's what it says. You violate lo sisa. Sounds like in every sense of the word. Huh? What?
Is there any difference between any Tzrichah and Lebatolah?
For our purpose tonight, no. Okay, and now, the Rif in Brachas, and again, as I said before, that statement in the Gemara is not really brought up as an independent presentation. It's part really of a sugya. So the Rif actually there in the fifth parak of Brachas doesn't mention it. He does quote it later on in the eighth parak on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis in the page of the Rif. There, 1 second, yeah, towards the bottom of the page, the Rif writes, Garcinan beperik ein omdin. He said we learned back. He's talking in the eighth parak. Again, it's lamed tesam beis in the page of the Rif, but he refers back to ein omdin. That's the fifth parak. Garcinan beperik ein omdin lispala. That's the name of the parak. Ein lispala. Rav Shmuel. The Amri Tarbat. He has Rav and Shmuel. Whoever it was, apparently it's of questionable authorship, but it doesn't matter. It's all the big early Amoraim. The Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarbat, call him a varach bracha shein tzvicha over mishum lo sisa. So the Rif takes the Gemara face value and seems to assume this is mamish a violation of lo sisa. However, the Rabbi Yona on the page again lamed tesam on beis v'dap erif call him a varach bracha shein tzvicha over mishum lo sisa omrim rabbanei tzarfas zal. The French Rabbanei Tzarfas said she'ena rotzel omer shi'a bo lav min haTorah. The Gemara does not mean, nor does the Rif mean, oh wait, I don't know what the Rif means, but he's saying the Gemara does not mean to say this is mamish a lav from the Torah, you're over on Lo Sisa. Only Aser Sadibros, no. Ela Yisur Drabonon. It's an Issa Drabonon. Ela Yisur Drabonon Belchudika. Vasmechua lekra de Lo Sisa. This is only an Asmachta. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah in the name of the Rabbanei Tzarfas. Indeed, if we think of the Rabbanei Tzarfas, some of the famous Rabbanei Tzarfas include the Balei HaTosfos. So if we look at the Balei HaTosfos, and we'll see in checking out this Shaila, or this, not really Shaila, this analysis, whether the Gemara is meant to be taken literally, that this is Mamish and Isser of Lo Sisa on a Daraisa level, it's just another example of how you can violate Lo Sisa, and Lo Sisa there is not limited to only oaths and vows and so on, but it's really any type of, even a Bracha Levatala, a Bracha Shein Tzricha. But that question will get a little tour of different of places in the Gemara, things that are familiar to us, and see where this kind of question or this issue comes up. So there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Now there's an important Tosfos because this is one of the places where I don't know what Kedushin was. This is one of the places where not there. All right, so I don't see it. Okay. Yeah, Kiddushin, but I need it with the Rif, though, if it has. Not the Rif, I mean the Rosh. Yeah, that'll have it. Yeah. That's the Rosh, right? So, thank you, I'm sorry. So, the Sugya, thank you. The Sugya over here. All right. The sugya over here in Rosh Hashanah is talking about, or the Tosfos is talking about, a question about whether a woman, the issue of woman hearing tekiyah shofar and making bracha, is this whole issue of whether a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah which she's not commanded to do. Which, as you know, on the Ashkenazim we do allow women, and that's based on this Tosfos and other places, where Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that it's mutter. So that's the context over here, and Tosfos says, Shmamino, kind of in the middle, it's a long Tosfos. Shmamino, hey, this is the middle of Tosfos, Dira Maskel Horeb Yehuda. Lamed Gimel Alav Rosh Hashanah. To Shmamino, Hecha de Ptire Shori Levruche. Okay? Even if you're putter from doing a mitzvah, if you perform the mitzvah, then you are, you can make the bracha. That's the position of Tosfos. O Mishum Dvarach Bracha Shena Tzricha. Okay? Vekav Mishum Baltisa Leka. And what do you mean? This is a good example of a bracha sheina tzricha. You're not obligated in this mitzvah. So how can you want to go ahead and do the mitzvah? How can you go ahead and make a bracha? It's a bracha sheina tzricha. You're not required to make such a bracha. It shouldn't be allowed. Leka, no problem. Dahi drosh drabanan. That says, Tosis, that whole drosh only drabanan to begin with. The Omar, and he brings a riot. The Omar Perak Misha Meser, quoting one bracha, Staf Chaf Alef and Alef. Sofek Kara Emes Yatziv, Sofek Lo Kara. The person's in doubt whether he recited the Birchas Kriyashma or not. Brachas, right? Chozer Vakare. The Gemara says you can do it again. V'lo Asvina Misafek Mishum Lo Sisa. Gemara there is not concerned. What do you mean? How can you say the bracha again? Maybe you already Taka did say the bracha. To Sufek, maybe you Taka said the bracha, and you're touching on the Issa of Lo Sisa. Apparently, it's not a problem. And then he adds, Umotzi shem shamayim levatola. What about a different iser? Motzi shem shamayim levatola, which may not be the same iser. He quotes from somewhere else. Tasvin and parakam the tmura. The sugin tmura. Dav gimel and beis going over to dav dalam and aleph. Huh? Yeah. So that's it. It says midiksev es hashem alakecha tira. Okay, it says you know. There's another issue, and this relates to your question before, Jack. As Hashem alakecha tira, you're supposed to have reverence for Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't just say his name, so therefore you're not allowed to be mazkir shem shem alatala, not even in the context of an oath. So how can you possibly say a bracha? Says Tosus hani mili below bracha. Okay, that's only talking about taka where there was no bracha. Where you did it without a bracha, that's stam saying the name of Hashem. But you're saying it in the name within the context of a bracha, so that's not inappropriate. That's what you mean. It's not totally vatala, so to speak. There is a positive side.
So
conditions
with
the bracha.
And then you were stating his God.
Right, it's not necessarily untrue, right? Right, exactly. So Lemaisa, but Ayotze Ledvarenu, in terms of what we're looking for here, Tosas clearly says. Okay, and that's the, I don't think it's here. Tosus clearly says, and I'll read the one line that's important to us again, Hahi drosh adrabanan, the whole drosh adrabanan, by its drabanan, so then there's room for flexibility, and for it's a saying, and the old best of Tosus, not our top subject right now, why he thinks it's okay to say a bracha, and somebody's potter, and, and may recite a bracha, and so on. In fact, the earlier part of Tosus refers to the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama, and it's a Gemara in Kedushin also, that we'll see in a second when I get the Rosh. Thanks. There's a Gemara that says that there were certain Amoraim who were blind. Rav Yosef was blind. And Rav Yosef said, at first he thought that you get a bigger reward for doing a mitzvah without being commanded. You get a bigger reward for volunteering. Offhand, you think that's the case, right? When I explained to the Talmidim, I said, is it better to make the bed after your mother told you to make it better? You do it before the mother even told you. Better do it Eino Mitzvavosa, right? And that's what Rav Yehuda thought. I hope that's true, because not Rav Yehuda, I mean Rav Yosef. That's what he thought, because that way I'll get a bigger reward. I'm doing the mitzvah, even though I'm not commanded to do it.
Suma?
Then, Suma, yeah. So then he found out, Suma's Potter, is the assumption there. So then he found out, no, Gadol Mitzvah Vyosa even more. So then he said, I hope the halach is the other way. It's a machokas, hope the halach. But on his first Havamina, what do you mean he hopes the halach is not Mitzvah? Good, he'll get that reward, but he's mafsid all the brachas. He loses all the brachas, right? If he's not Mitzvah, he can't say brachas. LMI. When you're not mitzvah, you can say the brachas. That's his right. Okay, so it's not so good. But anyway, with Varenu, it comes out, according to that, Tosfos Rashan, Daf Lamed Gimel, the whole drasha of Lo Sisa with regards to brachas is only a it's not smachta, and the Asar said Dibros. The Rosh discussed this as well in the first parak of Kiddushin, that long first parak, right? So it's parak Aleph in the Rosh, Simon Mem Tes. Rabbeinu Tam Hoya Omer, says Tosfos. That says the Rosh. The Noshim Yicholos Levorich Al Kol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. Women are permitted to make brachas on all the mitzvah Asman Groma, which they do. That's why our wives, the Ben Chesurg, and so among the Ashkenazim. The Rambam famously disagrees with this. Asfardim Arim and Smachos Mechaban Ramu Arapaskim. So again, that's not our topic, but he says, the Afel Gab Diptiri, even though they're potter, Vafil with Rabbanon, they're potter with the Rabbanon. Lo Mechai, Mechom Mechai, Vikinmucha Brachas, he brings a ride that they're potter even the Rabbanon. He said, it's okay. The Ein Kan Mishum Lo Sisa. Shame. There's no possible violation of those sisa. Levisha mevarchas brachas and tzvicha. The hach drosha smachta bealmahi. So the Rosh also says. Then he remembered the time. It's an smachta bealmahi, and he brings the same raya. The amrina beperek misha mei. So sofek kar kriyishma. Again, talking about the kriyishma. They said about the brachas of kriyishma. It says. Since a woman is going to make the bracha, or the person is mechavin, who wants to say brachas kriyishma, that's not lo sisa. Okay, because we love Hachi, but Mehay a Sameach Rav Yosef. Why was Rav Yosef the Suma so happy? Halo Hayu Kama Brachas Bichas Titzah Tuna Chol Brachas Mitzvah Seish Ram Groma. Okay, and he adds, Tosfos also quoted, Amrina Perek Hamaniach in Baba Kama Daf Lamed. Hi Man Deboil Mevi Chasid Lekai Mila De Brachas. Want to be considered a Chasid? Make many brachas and so on. So anyway, so that's the Rosh, and I have the Rosh also agrees. So if you have Tosfos. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted the Rabbanei Tzarfas. So he has the Tosas and he has the Rosh. But the fact is, it's not just the Rabbanei Tzarfas. Huh?
What does it say about
the Tosas? I don't know.
The Rosh did it in France.
The Rosh did, that's true. Okay, but Ashkenazi. But the Rosh was in Toledo.
After Spain, you became a go-to lord in Spain.
Right.
And the Rosh was
in Toledo. Right, right, afterwards, in Toledo. But anyway, the truth of the matter is, though, it's not just the Rabbanei Tzarfos. We have Tos, we have the Rosh. It's also the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the Ran is certainly from the Spanish Gedolim. So the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, on that Sugya, and the Tes on the Beis. The Dibamasu Inyan Brocha. Same question. Klomar mibrochas mitzvahs halo. Can women make a brocha on shofar and the other mitzvahs? That's Rosh Hashanah daf tesam beis and daf me the riv. Kozam in utamzal v'imrotzim mivrochas v'lekem shibrocha v'atola. And he brings the raya from that gemara with Yosef and he quotes the whole thing. We don't have to read it all over again. Why would Rosh Yosef be so happy? Lose all the brochas and so on. Elavada mishu potam nitzim rotzal osan mivrocha v'shus biyodo v'im tomar kevin shu potam hechem vorach havel brocha shen etzricha v'arminim perik ein om dinim. We started with Brocha Slam and Gimel and Aleph. Kon Vorach Brocha Shem Tzvicha Hope Mishum Lo Sisa. Ish Lomar, the Brocha Shem Tzvicha with the Rabbanon, who he also says, the Ran also says, the Rabbanon, the problem of the Rabbanon, who v'chi ha'igam, the lo'amor. The Rabbanon never asked it in these situations. You know, the whole concept of Brocha Shem Tzvicha is not when somebody's volunteering to do a mitzvah, or someone is in Suffolk when he was Mekayim something. The Rabbanon would say, when it's a din d'oraisa, so we can't start figuring out reason. If it's taka osimi d'oraisa, to make a Brocha Shem Tzvicha, so you can't start trying to come up with exceptions. But a deal with the Rabbana, you can say, well, the Rabbana never answered it in these cases, right? There was a...
Sort of,
right? The Rabbana said that the... Or not only Hamam or Hamam, it just means that they logos Rabbana in these circumstances. You know, it's not Shasat Chak, whatever. Logos Rabbana in a case, lo tiknu. In a case where a guy's taka is saying it because a woman wants to mekayim a mitzvah, so that's not called the Brocha Shein Tzvicha, right?
Pitzivon means the whole cloud.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Rambam's time of Pitzivon, but right?
Why can't you say Pitzivon is that they're mitzuvah, but they're exempt?
Okay, well, in fact, they're saying mitzuvah means all of Klal Yisrael is mitzuvah. They have a p'tur.
They themselves, right? Mitzuvah, but they're okay. Exempt from you. It's not like.
Yeah, okay, I won't argue with you. That could be that sheet.
So that's the case. Then it's not really the same category.
Shem Shemal Avatala.
Yeah.
Right, or low seeds. No, I understand, but again, as we'll see later, if there is a din, the Chai Adam raises a question, we come to it later, how in the world, what do you mean, if there's an issur to say a shame, so how could they even misak and say brachas altogether? Right, so hold the thought. Right, but anyway, but that the language that Ron interests me here is, again, this is not Ron and Daf Tesan Beis in the pages of Riff and Rosh Hashanah. He says, V'chi hai gav no lo omer. But Raya L'dover brings the Raya, the same Raya. Suffolk, Amar Mesiyativ, Suffolk, Lo Omer, the whole Raya that we said before. And in such a case, they never asked it. And as for Motzi Sheish Vatola, the Gemara in the Temura, he also says that's not what a bracha. Aba bracha lo mechase elam d'arbonon v'dafka v'bracha shena tzricha klal. Okay, he spells it out. This whole rabbinic injunction against making such brachas is only bracha shena tzricha klal. Aba v'birchas hamitzas mishu potter mehen lo. Hilchach imrotzu nashmar hamitzas shalom grama harishus biyodam elu divre b'na tamzal.
They're different categories, right?
What's that? The
Bracha Shein HaTzricha and things where you putter, they're different categories.
Right, they're different categories, right. That's basically the Ran saying. So now it's not just the, Tos, not just the Rosh, it's the Ran. The Ra'or, which is Rabbi Aaron Halevi, the Ra'or, also one of the Rishonim. There on the Sugya and Brochas, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, he writes, the Sugya and Daf Chafalaf, the Sugya about Sofek Omer Emes Yatzev, Birchas Kriyashma. He says, V'chitema, U'misfeka, Hecha, Efshar Leila, Mahad Emes Yatzev, U'misofek, Hecha Mevarach, V'oika Sofek, Isur Daraisa, Mishum Brocha Shein Tzvich, Mishum Lo Sisa. What do you mean, Sofek? So how can you, in other words, we're usually accustomed to thinking that the reason Sofek Brochas Lahakel is, because Sofek Rabbanon Lekul, Brochas Rabbanon. But there's a different angle. Sofek brochas lahakel means don't say the brocha because there's a downside. No, it's a cost, what do you call it, a risk benefit analysis, right? There's a significant downside, and that is if you were the sofek and you talking did say the brocha early, now you're touching on an issa deraisa. So how could you possibly do that? That's his kasha. So he says pirish adoni harav reb usher ben adonenu zekenenu rav reb ben mishulam zal. Where exactly this was? We shown him the iser brocha shein atzricha lav the araisa elad rabbanon upirish delo sisa darshina gabe brocha shein atzricha dasmachta ba'amav lav the araisa. So the Ra'o also says like that. So we're seeing quite a number of Rishonim. It's not just, you know, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this sort of a anonymous Rabbonei Tzarfas, but we're seeing it's Tosus, it's the Rosh, it's the Ran, it's the Ra'o. It's one of the Talmidim of the Ra'o is the Ritva. It is Chidushim to Brachas. Now, yeah.
Can you answer the harder question that you, you mentioned?
Yeah.
If this was such a delicate thing,
yeah,
and at least some of our brachos are midrabanan, most
right,
of our brachos
what gave them the right?
What gave them the right?
Right. So I'll try and come to it. I'll try and get back to it. Okay, I just want to finish with just a couple of other shitas here, just to show how the Rishonim learned this. The Ritva and the Chiddush Ritva there in brachos, in the original sugya in brachos on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, call them a brach. And you know, you remember that the, you know, the original editions of the Ritva did not have the Ritva and Brachas. The Ritva and Brachas in the old Svarim appeared in the Shittim Kubetz and Brachas. Shittim Kubetz and Brachas is now known to be the Chiddush Ritva. That's why the old blue Shittim Kubetz has Brachas, and it's different than the other Shittim. You know, the other Shittim Kubetz, as you look in Baba Kama, we're having Ksubas, have a paragraph that tells you at the end who said it, or at the beginning in some version, who said it. The Shittim Kubetz and Brachas is not like that. It turns out that it's the Ritva. So when the most of Cook printed the new Ritvahs, they printed it here. But you can find this in the old Shittim Kubetz and Brachas if you want to look at that at home. Anyway, it says, Kol Mevarach, Brach, Shem Tzicha, Ovin, Shum, Lo, Sisa, Pirish, Midu, Abonon, Kamar. He says right off the bat, Midu, Abonon, Pasmachta, Ba'almahu. Okay, and he brings the same thing about the Suffolk by the Brachas, Krishma, and V'yamir, Brach, Shem Tzicha, Sum, the Raisa, Arimachnis, Atzma, Suffolk, Sur, the Raisa. If it's a suffix, so shame al taisa, right? Don't do anything. You possibly be no ge isu deraisa. Shame al shave al taisa. Milav be suffix lav deraisa. You can't do deraisa. Elavadim be rabbanon who the tov lo sheyotzi atzmi suffix deraisa. Safim be shavu be suffix isu rabbanon. Better. Okay. Anyway, the Mitzvah says it as well. So you're getting the picture, right? It's quite a lot of Rishonim, and again, touching on other cases that we know about. Here's another case where it comes up. Again, an incidental comment here too. The Trumas Hadeshen, okay, well, later we shown him in Simon Lamed Zion, is talking about a guy forgot Sirus HaOmer. You say with the bracha, without the bracha, that's sugi, right? If you make it up during the day, you continue to count with the bracha, right? So that's the topic there. All we're interested in now is the last two lines. He says, maybe you should, even if you made it up the next day, maybe we shouldn't continue to count with the bracha, because after all, the one sheet to hold, you need to, you know, count at night, and so on. That's the whole sugya of Sirus HaOmer. No, Udakte Kulahai Me'achar De Kosu HaGaonim Da'askaras Hashem Bracha V'Tayin Onad Rabbanon. The downside is on the button anyway, so therefore we mitzarif that to the other shitas that you can count each night with a bracha, even if you forgot a whole day, and you never made it up in the morning or the afternoon, you can count. So again, it's only the button, so he said it's not too big downside. So that's the Trumas Hadeshen.
We don't do that.
Okay?
Right?
We only allow you to make it up if you made it up during the day. Continue, right. But he's saying, to say that, you know, to go so far as to say, even if you made it, sorry, you missed the night out totally, you can't count with the bracha anymore? No, because maybe you should think, what do I mean? It's the same kasha. Good, you made it up during the day, but according to some shittas, you're not yotzei if you count during the day. You only count yotzei if you count at night. So maybe you shouldn't be allowed to continue with the bracha.
Why is he saying he can make a bracha if you forgot the whole day?
No, no, he's not. He's not. He's saying if you made it up during the day, you can. But don't think that the issur is so severe. You know, you could argue, what do you mean? What do I care? He made it up during the day. According to that sheet, it's too late. So you shouldn't be allowed to continue the bracha. And aren't you being nogeyan? Aren't you being touching the problem of bracha shen tzvicha? No, that's only darbanan anyway. So we can be lenient about it, especially to mitzar for the other sheet.
If you made it up during the day.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Anyway, but again, you see the same idea.
I mean, then if I don't remember if we made the bracha, so we do. You said we shouldn't make the bracha.
No, I'm saying so. We don't for any suffix. Generally, we don't. Uh-huh. Okay, for that reason.
But if I don't remember if I said the bracha is a Kriya Shema or not, let's say it.
Right, so that's a different sugi, but that's what they all quote. They say you do say that over again. That's for a different reason. Okay, and that's not bracha. Okay, I just want to mention an interesting thing though. Even according to all of these shitas that we just saw, okay. The Rivash makes the following point in the end of Tshuva Shin Pei Dal. All we need is the last two lines. He says, "The Afo Pisha Kosov Haraozal." He quotes that Ra'ah that we mentioned in Brachos. Parak Misha Mason, the third parak, Daf Kafala. Bracha Shein Tzur Da'bonav Asmichu Akra Mikol Mokom Remiza Be'oraisa. I think the Rivash, it's a stronger somehow. I don't know if it's strong on a smacht. I don't know. He says Remiza Be'oraisa. He's He's not comfortable saying, well, it's just the Rabbanim. And that's an important point. We make come point. And it's even according to these sheets, this is the way the Rivash learns, at the end of that tshuva, it's a little stronger issur. It's a heavier duda. Maybe. That's what we're trying to get to. Maybe. Okay? Now, just by way of explaining, it's interesting that Pnei Yoshua, all the people who read so far Rishonim, the Pnei Yoshua, and that sugya in Brachas, Lamed Gimel and Aleph, writes, your first Kvarachti Bezeh and so on, high over Mishum Lo Sisa to Kama Hacha, Matam Yeshba. He says, one second, let's try and understand this. Maybe that's what you're asking, what you're thinking about. This Lo Sisa that our Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara we start with, Brachas Lamed Gimel, quotes a pasuk in our Sedra, you're over if you say, a bracha shein tzvicha. Okay, we just read a whole slew of Rishonim, right? Tosus and the Rosh and the Ran and then the Reni Yonah quotes the Rabbeinu Tzarfas and the Ra'or and the Ritva and the Chumash Hadeshin, or all these people who all say that it's Drabonim. So one second, ask the Pnei Yoshua. High over Mishum Lo Sisa to Kama Hacha Matam Yeshba. Well, what's the reason? Well, why is it Lo Sisa? I Mishum Askar Shame, Im Kain Amaylo Asun Laskira Shame, the very Shvachim Asachnunim. If it's a problem of just saying Hashem's name, we should never be allowed to say the Shem Hashem, you know, like sort of like you're saying, always, or you ask, how can I even make up a bracha in the first place, right? That's mutter. Not just brachas, but to say the name of Hashem. That's a whole shala, not for now, but in Zmiris. When you sing Zmiris on Shabbos, do you say, you know, Yori Bone or Kari Bone? Do you say, you know, whatever? You say Hashem is, you know, you say Adonai, you say Hashem, right? And some people, you know, different minhagim, which we've spoken about in the past. But in any event, so what do you mean? You're saying it divrei shavach. What's the problem here? You can't say the Shem Hashem. Happens to be, I don't say it because I find a lot of times mirrors in the middle. We talk, we interrupt. You know, but if you say it straight, it certainly should be allowed. Anyway, so he says. Maybe a bracha is different because you're saying Shem of Malchus, right? You mentioned Shem Hashem Malchus. The pasuk L'sisa Malchus says anything about Malchus? Hashem is Melech Olam. Uma Yisro L'sisa Shach Bas Koras Malchus L'chach Nira Boror the Hod the Koma Over Mishum L'sisa Eino Elamid Rabbanon Asmachur Rabbanon L'bracha Shem Tzvicha Korad L'sisa. He says, it's got to be Darbonim. Now you can say the whole, now we understand why the rabbis can make up brachas, because there's no iser. They said, other than where we're misaking it, or other than when it's in the context of Sheva, then it's not allowed. In other words, there is no such iser. That's the Pnei Yoshua was saying. There's no such iser as saying a bracha, say Shem Hashem in the context of a bracha on a Doraisa level. There's no such iser. It's in a, Rabbanon said you shouldn't do it, but when they were misaking to say a bracha, then it's okay. And he says, "V'chein rabu lahedi b'divrei Tosof m'shachas Rosh Hashanah, Tosof Rosh Hashanah." We said it before, okay? Ela de'ikar ha'isur b'bracha shen tzvicha. Hainu mishum. And here's what he says. You know what the real problem is? Bracha shen tzvicha. A different angle. Hainu mishum de'mechzi k'bal Tosif. You're adding on. The Rabbanan never said to make this bracha. Now you're making a bracha. Bracha shen tzvicha. You're not. The Rabbanan instituted to say bracha. So true. Technically, maybe there's no isur. But it looks, it smacks of Baal Tosif. You're saying a bracha. There, nobody instituted. Right? There, no one said to say a bracha under these circumstances. Now, you're saying a bracha. It looks a little like Tosif. So that's the Chiddush over there of the Pnei Yoshua.
There's a happy attention on Mick Shekhinah.
Yeah.
So, you're now allowed.
Right. Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Because I want to make a butter mat masak, and therefore I can't do it.
Right. Right. Okay.
Now, what about the Benji?
Mincha Shekhinah, Aleph and Gimel, the black. Yeah, what about Benji? Well, Benji might be the Benji and the rice and Gimel. Yeah.
Okay, I ate the meal.
Yeah. Yeah, but Benji might be the Benji is the rice.
Okay, therefore, I can bench again.
Right.
Well, what about Burn the Poshes, Alamechia?
Yeah, that's a discussion. But I think Alamechia you do, and Burn the Poshes you don't. I forgot. I have to double check. Okay, so it's very interesting. The Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer Chinuch has in Mitzvah Tov Lamed. That's the Mitzvah Brichas HaMazon. Okay, so that's what the Sefer Chinuch talks. He's just bringing for me. That's why the Sefer Chinuch talks a lot about brachas. He talks about Brichas HaMazon. Again, the Sefer Chinuch is only talking about the mitzvahs that are in the Torah, but he used the occasion to talk about brachas. So the Sefer Chinuch learns. Thanks. I'm sorry. Okay, the Sefer Chinuch at the very end of Mitzvah Tov Lamed. Thanks. I got to get it. I didn't bring it home because I knew they had it here. Okay. So the Sefer HaChinuch at the end of Mitzvah Tav Lamed writes, "V'tzarech ha'adam lihizaher ma'od mihizkir brach levatal." Melahaskir brach levatal. You have to be very careful. Sheyesh badavar onesh chamor shemazkir shem shamayim hamakudosh shalol tzarech. He tries to give it, as the HaChinuch does, sort of the rationale. You're taking God's holy name and you're using it for no purpose. The Chachamim Samchu Hadover Lav Delo Siso Hashem Alakach Lashav. So now we can add the Chinuch to the whole other list of Rishonim. Samchu Chachamim Hadover, Chacham Samchu Hadover Lav Delo Siso Hashem Alakach Lashav. Ubo Re'ei Kamu Zihirin B'zeh Hadover, so Rishonim and so on. Quotes people very carefully, quotes from Navi, Shimshon, and different things. But in any event, the Sefer Chinuch too, according to this, can be lumped together with those other Rishonim. But his point is, he's still got to be very, very careful with it. He's, you know, Shem Hashem Mekudesh, even if it's Darbanon. Sounds like a little bit like that Rivosh, who says that it's a little more than Stam and Issa Darbanon. Okay. Having said all of this, however, we come now to the Shitas HaRambam. Very, very interesting. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Tezvav seems, or the way most people learn, disagrees with all of the above. And the Rambam turns around and says the following, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Brachos Halacha Tezvav. Kol ha-mivorech brocha sheina tzricha, harei ze no se shem shamayim lashov, harei hu kenishpa lashov. The Rambam seems to learn, pashtus, that it's a real daraisa. That I'll read his words again. Kol ha-mivorech brocha sheina tzricha, harei ze no se shem shamayim lashov, v'harei hu kenishpa lashov. It's mamish like you swore lashov, v'asur lanos achrav, amen, and so on. So the Rambam seems to learn Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos Halacha Tezvav, not like, it's interesting because the Chinuch very often follows the Rambam, but not in this case. The Chinuch, we said, Samchu Rabbanon, but, you know, it's the Rabbanon, but the Rambam seems to disagree with all these Rishonim we just mentioned, because he says, if you say a Brocha Shem Zicha Harei Zeh No, say Shem Shamayim Lashav. Your mom is saying Shem Shamayim Lashav, Harei Hu Kenishpa Lashav, it's like you swore falsely. The Rambam disagrees. It's like swearing. You didn't swear, it's Kenishpa.
Suffolk, don't do it again.
1 second. So that would appear according to Rambam. Okay, interestingly enough, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, okay, we looked at Hilchos Shavuos before.
Rambam
seems to take, which is the Pashas and the Riff also, against all these other Rishonim we just mentioned. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos says the following, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes. Hashomea Haskaras Hashem Yipi Chavero Lashav. You hear somebody else utter the name of Hashem Lashav. O Shenishpa Lafon of a Sheker. Or you hear someone swear falsely. Oh, sheberach brocha sheina tzricha. Shehu over mishum no se shem Hashem lashav kamo shebiyano b'hilchos brachas. The Rambam repeats it. In Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes, anybody who says a shem lashav, whether it's an oath or even a form of brocha, harei ze chayev lindoso, you should put him into chayram and so on. If you will only do it, I will atzma yabin, do it fine. Okay? But again, the Rambam seems clearly to lump brocha sheina tzricha, together with Nishpa Lashav, and therefore the Rambam seems to, as Rav Lakson just said, takes the Gemara literally. The Rambam later in Hilchos Brachos, okay, the Rambam read before is Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav, and Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Dalad, the Rambam writes the following, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin, he says, Kol dover shu minig afal pi shemini vim hu kon tils arava bishvi shalchag ein tzarchom minig chachom kon kriyas halva shalchav kol shomor shu pesach ein vorchal. The Rambam's opinion, we never make a brach on a minig. And that's a big discussion in its own right. Okay, because we do make a brach on halal on Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid, but the Rambam holds you don't, the Sfaradim don't to this day, any that banging the Arovas or taking the Arova on Hashanah Rabbah, it's all minig, we don't make a brach on it. There's a long Kesef Mishnah, and in the middle, the Rambam writes, the Kesef Mishnah writes, he says, then the Rambam goes on, right, I'm sorry. He says, V'chein kol dover shis, before I read the Kesef Mishnah, V'chein kol dover shis, stopek loch, im ta'un broch im lav. Anytime you're unsure whether this activity needs a broch or not, o sin o so below a brocha. Okay? Don't make a brocha. La'olam yizor adam a brocha shen a tzvicha. Be very careful about making a brocha shen a tzvicha. V'yarbe brochas are tzvichas. You should make many brochas. You should. You do have to make. Okay? But you don't make it, you'll be very careful. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Rein Kodover, she's topic, Lachaim Ton Brochim Lav, Kain Kosov Arosh, Perak Misha Meso, Beshem Ashiltas, Betaima de Mistaber, the Savis Suffolk over Alosiso. The Suffolk violation of Alosiso. So there's at a third place where the Rambam says this. Okay? And if we had any doubt at all, what the Rambam means, okay, because there are some Achronim who learn the Rambam only means Darbanim, but it seems pretty clear that it's Daraisa. And once you take a look at the Tshuvas HaRambam, so there's a few different editions of the Tshuvas HaRambam. The Blau edition, it's Simon Kuf Chaf Hei. I have the Perador edition, Simon Kuf Hei. Somebody asked the Rambam the following question. There was a certain town where it was unclear whether it was walled from the days of Yeshua or not. So they've shrewd the Megillah and Yudala the Tesvav, that old problem, okay? So he says, someone asked him in a place called Tsur, Tyre, Likor Megillah, the ruling was to Mashanogu, Betsur, Likor Megillah, Yudala the Tesvav, Uvarchen Mishneim, Lefonel Chrechen, they made a brocha. Both days, is that a bracha shen tzricha or not? Answers the Rambam, emesu ki kol mokom ashi stapek lalim mukav kol mokom ashi shur benun olav, nikar biyudalad, dar bos is man kriyat lakoli, on a odzos nasa li stagman asav, nikar gam b'tesvav. He says, you read on the 14th, you should also read on the tesvav, avo below bracha, on the second day without the bracha, lo lefanev lo lachre, neither bracha before the Megillah or after. And here's the key point for us, Bipnei she bracha she'ena tzricha v'isura d'oraisuhu she'no se'shem sh'mal v'atola. So in the Tshuva the Rambam punches out. Those Achronim who would die the Rambam the other way probably never saw the Tshuva of the Rambam. They weren't always available. Or the, you know, so, but the Rambam here punches out pretty clearly, right? He says, Isura d'oraisuhu she'no se'shem sh'mal v'atola v'ein ro'y la'asos kach munel sofek. So sofek cannot beat out an isura d'oraisuhu. So the Rambam is quite clear in this Tshuva, and as I said before, against all the other Achronim, or that we read, and not all the other Achronim, we'll see. I'm sorry, all the other Rishonim. All the Rishonim that we read, therefore the Ashita the Rambam is it's an isura d'oraisa under lo sisa, literally. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sitting here and I take a drink of the Arbor, I make a shot.
Right.
I have no intention of anything else. Right. They see that stuff over there.
They want more. A different shot. That's not a bracha shen tzricha necessarily. They didn't know.
You
never mind.
Again.
So was it on the so table or not? And so on? It's tzricha, right.
Once we decide if you should make a bracha, then it's tzricha.
Yeah. So I just want to read to you the minchas chinuch.
Oh, it's not, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's ain't tzricha.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's the suffix. I don't.
It's not a suffix.
I didn't have in mind.
It's not a suffix.
No.
So not a all right. Suffix. Let me just read a little further. Minchas chinuch in mitzvah lamed. That's the mitzvah in this week's schedule. Lo siso. Sholei shav al shav. The minchas chinuch is bothered by the Rambam. And he says, but it's not we the Rambam bothered by it. It's the Gemara. Because the truth is the Gemara, pashtus of the reading of the Gemara is that it's an iser. Right? He says, it's os ches. Minchas chinuch mitzvah lamed os ches. Shas brochas lamed gemon al. Kol vorch brochas in tzvicha over lo sase lo siso. V'chein Rambam perakam v'chas lachotas rov. Rambam kan be perakid beis v'shus lachotas. Everything we read. Okay? And the problems you get loka as well. Lidin tzorch in ma'od al shas Rambam. The behedim of Ur Shamas and Hedim Tmura, that Moshe Shem Shavatala is only a say of Esa Shama Kachatir. It's not a Losiso. Okay, that's how it looks over there. And it's not. Okay, but you wouldn't get Malchus for it and so on. It's an Isra say. Okay, and anyway, so he says the Gemara should have said it, and where do we get that it's a Losase? I mean, it's a little strange because he's yesing against the Gemara. I mean, the Kasha's out of the Rambam, the question of the Rambam, Kasha, and he says, quotes Tosin Rosh Hashanah, who says that it's only Darbanan. And it's only asmachta, but according to the Rambam, Avaladas HaRambam, David Araisa, any of them, am I overbeloved? Just an assay. Okay, and he writes on this whole thing, and he brings the, and what about all the riots that Tosas brought, and so on and so forth? So he says, leaves it at Tzarachim. Okay, Tzarachim, but the Rambam, you know, it can be quoted in the Gemara, and that's it. So you have to figure out how to answer all these kashas that the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by. It's important to stress, however, that the I want to get to not on a say, but I want to get to the nafkamina was derisa the rabbanon altogether. We'll hear what
there's always
nafkamina
there,
right? But we'll see another interesting nafkamina, and it may relate to that same question. Before we get to that, though, I want to point out that even though we quoted all these rishonim, the Tosis and the Rosh and the Ran and the Binu Yona and the Ritva and the Ra'oh and the Turas Hadesh and the Sefer Kinnah, and all of them seem to say the Rabbanon, the Rambam is not quite a Das Yochid either. Okay, there is a Tshuva from the Gaonim, earlier of course, and the Tshuva Sargonim, there are many different collections of Tshuva Sargonim. This one is called Shari Tshuva, Simen Kuf Tes Vav. Okay, he has a different Shaila. Mishim Avarch B'yom Bar Peragafen Umekadesh HaShabbos. A guy made Kiddush Shabbos morning, and he thought he should make the same Kiddush Shabbos morning as you make Friday night. Our Kiddush Shabbos morning is not really Kiddush. That's a euphemism. It's really Bar Per Goffin. Yeah, we say a bunch of psukim before, but it's just a Bar Per Goffin, right? I mean, you'd make a Bar Per Goffin if I have a glass of wine before a meal on Tuesday at lunch. I'll also say a Bar Per Goffin, right? It's not really Kiddush. So we call it Kiddush Rabba. That gets a euphemism. But this person wanted to say, no, I want to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. I'm going to say Mekadosh Shabbos. A whole different bracha. says derech shtus. That's nonsense. He says, not only not yotze anything, ela velo od ela shachayovin malchus b'shril lo sisa shemivorchin brocha shena tzricha. You deserve malchus on lo sisa. So the gaonim here, who doesn't say which of the gaonim, it says again, it says chuvas hagaonim shari chuvas in kuf tezvav, says mamish should get malchus like. Not like the Gonim before the Rambam, but it's like the Sheet of the Rambam, that it's Takan Isser, it's Takan Isser Daraisa.
Wait, a little bit deeper a second.
Yeah.
That could be, well, if you had a situation where Rav Poskim said, you don't make a formal Kiddush Shabbos morning,
right.
This person decided to make a formal Kiddush Shabbos morning, right?
She's going then, against.
Then I can understand it, but if he, it's one of the, either he made a mistake, in which case there are other issues. But
right, right, the shogeg.
Is it right? The
shogeg? No, but I'm saying, but you see from the, you're right, but you see from the Gaonim that one thing you see is that he holds this as a derisa issue. That's all I'm saying. He holds it, make a bracha.
If you say Shem Hashem for no reason, is it, or by mistake, is it, are we saying it's the same issur as...
No, perhaps not by mistake, it's a shogig, but it's not clear what this guy did, because he calls it derech shtus, someone wanted to rule it. I hear what you're saying. I hear.
One guy is just flippant about it.
Right, that's what he's saying, right.
He just sits there and,
yeah, 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 but this guy is making a brach. Okay, I hear.
Which, by the way, which feeds back into Rashi's perush on the psukim, that when something is... so obvious.
I mean,
it's stupidity. It's shtus in itself.
Right, so, that's interesting. Oh, okay, good. But the Pashas in the Gonim, though, he's saying it's a Malkus, it's an Isser all the way. It's not the Drabonim. In the collection of Chuvas from Benatam called Sefer Yosher. It's a Sefer Yosher Benatam, which is a parish, and there's also Chuvas Sefer Yosher. So the Chuvas in the Simen Samech Hay Ozdal, these are a collection of Chuvas that one of the Balai Tozov in Ephraim sent to him, as it introduced that section. Chuvas Samech Hay. Od Shal Arab Ben Ephraim to the Rambam. So all we need to see is the Kasha. He says, woman putting on tzvon without a problem now, which is a Masha Amad, Hanacha Sumish Mbrocha Latala Kasa Rehuda Noshim. Homafkin, let me call Mishum Delo Sisa Shem. You came, he stirred the Raisa. How could you suggest the woman should make a broch on Tulum? It's a Doraisa. My point is, for our purposes, Doraisa. That's the key word here. He holds like the Rambam. Again, whatever. Okay, not my problem now. Okay? Similarly, the Ravid, in one of his chuvas, we have a collection of chuvas from the Ravid called Chuvas Tomim Deim. Chuvas Tomim Deim. Well, I should just mention, I want to be honest. In the chuvas of the Rambam that I quoted before, Per Hador, So in the it was put out by Rav Avad Yosef, put out this collection, one of his sons, Rav David Yosef. So the Bekiyas is from Rav Avad Yosef, not from me. Anyway, so in the Chuvas Tamim Deim, okay, many of this, not all the sources that I quoted, but many of them are there. Anyway, in the Chuvas Tamim Deim, at the end of Chuvah Reish Chav Dalet, he's talking about tzitzis here. It's a question of what material, our practice is at the actual fringes, the tzitzis, not the beged, but the tzitzis are made out of wool. Okay, can you have other things, linen and so on? Anyway, so it says, "Man derami chute de kisna." That's the other material, linen. Umivarech aleo. You're not supposed to, and you mivarech over mishum lo sisa v'chayev malchus. Okay, again, you violate lo sisa because you're saying shem Hashem in a brocha levatola, brocha shem tzvicha, and you're chayev malchus. So what do you know? The Ravid agrees with the Rambam. Okay, not only because he doesn't argue over there in the Mishnah Torah. In Perak Aleph Hichas Brachas Artezvah, but also in the Tshuva, he seems to say the exact same thing. Save for Eshkol, just again, because I'm trying to line up the many Rishonim agree with the Rambam. The Sefer Eshkol, Hichas Tzitzis, it's Chelek Beis and Simon Lamed Beis.
Where and when was he?
Sefer Eshkol is early Rishon. Where, I forgot. Okay, I'm in Provence.
Ashkenaz,
yeah. Okay. Was he the father-in-law of the Ragged, I think, no? He sometimes the Sefer Eshkol is in Rav Avraham Yitzchak Av Bezdin Chosno v'Rabo Shel HaRavid. Okay, he was the Rebbe and the father. Yeah, the three Ravids.
Yeah,
because his name Rav Avraham Av Bezdin, so sometimes abbreviated Ravid. His son-in-law was Rabbi Avraham Dad, the famous Ravid, and he was a historian. Right. Ibn Daud, Rav Avraham Ibn Daud wrote the Svarim. What have Svarim?
I'm saying the Sefer Rishonim is right over here.
So you can look it up, the three Ravids.
You have time, you can reach up.
That's why I think there's a shach or something somewhere where he says, You know, sometimes people point out there are steers and ravids. You have to know which, what's not a say the same ravid. It could be a steer. It's okay. Anyway, so this Sefer Eshkol writes, same question. He also says Chayev Malkus, and he's saying that in the name of the Gaonim. And lastly, from this group of Rishonim, the Sefer Ogur was a later Rishon. The Sefer Ogur also in Hilchas Tzitzis, it's Simon Ches in the Ogur. Also writes, V'chein kosu b'tshuvas ha-gonim b'shem Rav Paltoi Gaon, one of the Gaonim, ma'adam echute d'kis v'rachala ovim mishum lo sisa v'chayev malkus adkan. So you see that, you know, that many, many Rishonim hold the other way, like the Rambam. Still, it seems that the more, you know, I don't want to rank people, but the on the side saying it's Rabbanan, you have Tosis and the Rosh, and the Yonah, and the Ran, and the Ritva, and, you know, the Chinuch, you know, they're pretty more prominent. Can you have the Rambam on the other side? Those are the Rambam. You have Gaonim, okay, whatever. I'm not ranking people. But anyway, it comes out that it's a machlokas. Okay, an interesting thing I want to point to. Though you want to look it up, the Stechemed, I'm not going to read it. Stechemed, Klolim Mareches Habeis, Simon Kuf Tezvav. The Stechemed is like encyclopedic work. So he lines up and quotes all the different shitas on this issue. Just a very interesting thing I came across in the Sefer Gilyonei HaShas. Not Gilyon HaShas, but Gilyonei HaShas. I guess they called that the dissertation of Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel, they printed his, relatively recently, late 1800s, early 1900s. People met him. I think that, I forgot who I heard this, I think Rabbi Schoenfeld, the older Rabbi Schoenfeld from Queens, Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld. Not mistaken, met Rabbi Yosef Engel. I think he told us. I heard the story in his name. I forgot. Is that possible? It's possible. Unless it was from his father. I'm not sure. I believe it was Rabbi Schoenfeld. Somebody else. So when he was a little boy in Vienna, so Rabbi Yosef, he used to come home from shul and always went and said hello to Rabbi Yosef Engel. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yosef Engel. I think it was Rabbi Schoenfeld. I'm not sure. One time he came to the Rabbi Yosef Engel's house. And the Rebbetzin said he was asleep. He was in his study, but he fell asleep. So he said, that's why I heard the story, not from Rabbi Shalom, I heard this second or third hand, that his father wanted to show him what it looks like when a gadol is asleep. So he poked the head, and he was asleep, but he was moving his hands, so like he's learning. He was, you know, he was dreaming. Anyway, so he writes in the Gilyon HaShas on the original Sugyan Brochus, Lamed Gimel Aleph. Just says fascinating things very often. So here he points out, goes back to the original Pshat in the Pasuk. What does it mean, Lo Sisa? It's a funny word, Lo Sisa, Shem El Kamel. What is it, to bear? What does it mean? So he says, he quotes from a Rashi in Sefer Pardes, Hilchos Tzulin Siman Lamed Tes. Shakavona l'shkashish. Kavona l'shonos mishameshes tevas. Oh, it's kama. Shakama l'shonos mishameshes tevas si'a. The root sin aleph hay has numerous meanings. Yesh si'a hagba. Sometimes it's to lift up. Kamo va'isa aronis yadov. Nesias kapayim by duchening. Right, you lift up your hand. Yesh si'a netila. Tahina rechitza. Su'u yadechem kodesh. Okay, wash your hands. Yesh si'a lashon slicha. No se avon vafesha, right? Slicha. Yesia minyan, kisiso, so es rosh, count, okay? Yesia tuuna, carrying, kasher yisa haomen es hayonik, carrying. Yesia hasora, removing, like they told this, yisa paro es roshecho, right? He's going to take your head off, he says to the baker. Yesia zechira. By Yisus rose Saramashkim. He remembered the Saramashkim. Lachain Dorash Rabbi Seinel over Losisa. Hainu Altazkir Hashem Elokech Hashav. The word Losisa can just mean mention, make reference to. The Tarbun Lachino Adkal Shona. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting, quoting interesting Gilyon HaShas. Just to finish up, okay. Lemaisa, we have all this Machokas Yishonim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. In Orach Chaim, Simon Reish Tesvav. Okay, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Orach Chaim, Simon Reish Tesvav, Sif Aleph. I bring the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in effect like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch there, Mishnah Berurah?
I don't know. Is there a Mishnah Berurah here?
Yeah, I don't know if it's there. Okay. Ray, you have it on the screen. Okay, even better. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tesvav, all right, doesn't matter. He brings. So, no, it doesn't happen. Okay. So Haruch brings like the rah. All right. What chelik? I was here for sleep tonight. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So we'll just say it outside because we'll save a little time and it's late. So Shulchan Aruch in Siman Orachaim Siman Reish Tesvav in Siv Beis seems to say basically like the Rambam that you violate Losisa, the Pashtus violate Losisa. He goes like the Rambam. The Magen Avraham there in Siv Katan Vav says that that's the sheet of the Rambam. He quotes that others disagree. And the Rekiv Eger on the side there also says that's the sheet of the Rambam. Again, confirming all of the things that we mentioned, but that's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to rule that it's Taka and Issa Daraisa. Okay, now there's an interesting point that the Chidah in the Birkei Yosef there in Sim Reish Tezvav says in Siv Katan Vav, the Chidah writes, he tells you to take a look at what he said earlier in Simon Memvav. What does he say in Simon Memvav? He says the following. He's bothered by something that the Rambam, you know, we said before, the Rambam in the Tshuva is pretty clear that it's a Daraisa. He says, Isur Daraisa. We can't get much clearer than that. But he points out, does the Chidah, that there's an earlier Tshuva of the Rambam, where he seems to disagree. Uh-oh. The Rambam says over there, in Simon Chav Vav, in the Per Hador edition, okay, in the beginning, he talks about a ger, Shemal, but didn't complete the conversion. He says, Hadvarim Yeduim, listen to Rambam's lesson here, Shekol Bracha Shel HaMitzah Medivreyem Hi, all brachas of the Rabbanim, Bein Shetia HaMitzah Min HaTorah, whether the mitzah itself, Daraisa, Bechacham Ahim Shetikna Bracha, Behem Amru, Kol HaMivarech Bracha, Shein Atzvicha Ov Misham Lo Sisa. Listen again. The Haim Amru, they're the ones who said, whoever makes a bracha and tzricha ov mishum lo sisa. Lefichach kol dover shenistapek lanu. And so on and so forth. He goes on to discuss what the case of a suffix, and that's the topic. So here in Simon Chavav, 1 second, says the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, in our Simon Reish Tezvav, in our Chaim, sends you back to what he said in Simon Memvav. He says, Ikal Amedach. Hey, what's going on here? The Rambam, before we said, the Mechaber says, right, that's the language of Shulchan Aruch. And I'm going to have Rambam and so on and so forth. It's Kanish Bala Shav, Mamash Lashon Rambam. Okay? And the Rambam says in his Tshuvas and so on, Hein Emes, but 1 second. He quoted the Rambam earlier, seems to say differently. The Rambam's language here, again, I'll read inside, Behem Amru, Kalvarach Bachashan Tzvichov, Mishum Lo Sisa. They said it's a problem, Lo Sisa. Really? I thought it's on the Rabbanon. Right? So the Chidah is a problem with the Stira. So the Rambam changed his mind. So the Chidah gives a creative answer. He said, really touched on everything we said. He says, no. He says, and it goes back to your original question of how do they make brachas all together. Lo sisa de amar achmanu hu kolel. Ve'eno mevur ki tikun rabbanu tumus shala brachas yavi aminami de rashai levar poshen zucha. Ve'en brachan shen zvicha. Umukme lo sisa levar talabli bracha. Lo havi ikri sur klal. Ve'nik balacha de chonos Hashem Shemaim Baruch Bein Tzvicha Bein Shem Tzvicha Lo Nos Hashav The Adar Abba Hinei Schoro Ito Asher Berach Hashem Kvodo. He says as follows: there should really be an issur to make a bracha altogether. The Chachamim, there is an issur of mentioning Hashem's name. That's Doraisa. Okay, but the Chachamim interpreted it was left up almost like Masua Kosov Chachamim. It was left up to the Chachamim to determine how we categorize this issur. So when they instituted to say a bracha, they're saying that's not called, or is it made the point that that's not called Eina Tzricha? That is Tzricha. Okay? However, once the Rabbanan says Eina Tzricha, this is Eina Tzricha, so that's not called a bracha. So now it goes back to what? The original said the Raisa. So that's what the Rambam means. Haim Amru, they said that a bracha, Shana, the Rambam in the earlier Tshuva, right? The first, not the first we quoted, the earlier Tshuva. In the later Tshuva, the Rambam says it's Takan Issa the Raisa, Eina Harami. It is an Issa the Raisa. The earlier Tshuva means they determined that in this case, what? You go back to the Issa Daraisa. It's not an Issa Daraisa when they were Misak and Brochas, okay? But it is an Issa Daraisa if you do it in a way that they said not to do it. That's the idea. And that's the Chayadim also. That's a problem. But that was part of the Takon. That's a question Ram and others ask. Okay? There's a long chayadim, enough time now. The Nishmas, I want to say one other thing, just to really get to one other cute thing to end off with. The chayadim, the Nishmas Adam in Klal Hay, Okay, says Masha Tzorach Ian, Iisa the Bracha Vatol the Raisa Almas Samcho Chama Takin Kol Abrachos Umina Asan Lahem Rishus. Okay, the Rishus. Okay, and David HaMelech said the word Bracha Torah Nalam Denechu Kechus Apostle and Tillim, right? Mitilo. And so, anyway, he says in all these cases that's not called Levatol, it's not called Enetzvicha, as we said. Just want to end over with a very interesting question, which Ravad Yosef deals with it in a couple of places in the Arbiya Omer Chelik Beis Chelik Yerdeh Simen Hey and the Chavadas Chelik Dalet Simen Mem Aleph. And it's interesting, Shaila. Okay, and it says may depend on our issue a little bit. He said, I'll read it from the Arbiya Omer. He asked the following thing. With this, we'll finish. He says, so what if you have the following case? Nishalti Misha Ochal Bosar, a guy who was fleshigs. The Achar Shah, a little while later, pours himself a glass of milk, makes a shahako, and before he drinks, he says, well, what am I doing? I just had a salami sandwich. What should he do now? He made the bread. What do you do now?
I thought it's posh.
Okay, yeah, well.
It's only a minog to wait such a long
time. Okay. All right. Other case he talks about in the tshuva.
What would it be 3 minutes guy, afterwards?
Okay, let's say 3 minutes afterwards. Whatever the time is.
So it depends. Okay? If it's the right, so
oh,
you're weighing.
So he says, look, very good. He says in Simon Hay, this is in Chelik Beis Chelik Yerdei Simon Hay. Lechora Nirosh Hadavar Tol Machokas Rishonim. That's a practical enough community. The Machokas Rishonim we said this evening. Im Isra Brocha Talavim Doraisa. Y'all feel me? The Ksivlo Sisa Shem Chama Shav. Oh, Ein Isra Amadavar. What is it? That's Harambam V'Siyato, as we mentioned, Isra Zemen Torah, and that's what Shulchan Aruch said. Tzorich Litom. You have to eat a little bit. You have to. Yeah, a little milchigs. And later on in the tshuva, we discuss similar cases. A guy makes a shahak on a piece of meat. Somebody remembers it's 9 days. I didn't punk they remember it's 9 days. How can I eat meat? Right, it's left over from Shabbos on the table. Somebody remembers it's 9 days. Shavu shachabu, whichever sheet they hold. Okay?
You eat less than kazayas, so like you didn't.
It's still there, but okay, it's true. Or yeah, another case in the tshuva, he says a guy came home from shul, whatever it is, and he's waiting for his wife, so he goes in the kitchen, takes him out of the fridge, he forgot, didn't make Avdol yet. That's what's eat before Avdol, right? All these type of cases. It was a tiny tzibur. He makes pours himself a glass of juice in the middle of a hot summer day. All these cases, and then he remembers before he drinks. So he holds the drabanan, so then you can say, now you can weigh which drabanan, which is more, tiny tzibur is higher or low. If it's d'orais, it'll have nothing to talk about. That's what he says. You should eat something. However, it's drabanan, das atosus, hold the gam isa rocha v'tayin on drabanan, so adobe, yosanachin, why? Because of sheva taisa, you're not doing anything. Sheva taisa, don't do anything. You're not doing anything actively. Right, the bracha v'tayin, okay, it's only drabanan. Right, rather have a
when he made the bracha, he had in mind that he's doing
a good thing, right?
Therefore, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly, so leave it alone. Right, but in effect, okay?
No, not only that, but it's not. And he didn't realize it wasn't his drink. It was something else.
Right, okay. So that's interesting. So in the context of the truth, he says, is there a difference whether the item is usur or some side usur? So it relates to that question. And I thought it was interesting. But then he concludes, he said, Achar is bonanus. Huh?
Is
that mitzvah b'avera? Sorry. Achar is bonanus. Hatosus yatom. Even according to others, you should taste something. Okay? Because it's only a minute. These other things are perhaps lower level. And if you put that together, I thought, what we saw from the Rivash and others, that even if you hold this drabanan, this is a more powerful drabanan. It's a more mamashistik drabanan. Maybe then, even if you hold the drabanan, it's not enough. I mean, after all. If it's d'oraisa, for sure you have to taste something. Okay? Even if it's drabanan, the Rav Avadya Yosef concludes, that's how he ends the tshuva. No matter how, he said, no matter which way, you should taste something so there wouldn't be end up being a bracha levatola. I'll just end by pointing out, it's interesting in the Rav's.
To save his own, this is the raisa.
Right, but here it's the only way around.
To save himself,
that's here.
Nafreya, well, it didn't do something wrong.
Right, but here it's the reverse. Oh, I see. I hear what you're saying.
Same question.
You're
allowed to do.
Yeah, okay, it's something to save you.
In order to save yourself from a vera which is in process.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, Kenzine. Anyway, just to end up with one other thing I thought I brought with me. If you take a look in the Rishimas of Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim, I have here. Yeah, this is the Miluim. So he has a piece on Nidur Baskaras Hashem. He says a very, very interesting thing. He says, what's this business? And it also relates, just punches home this point, that even if you hold this Drabanan, this is a very serious Isser. Because he's bothered. He has a very fascinating deacon in the Rambam. Sorry, it's late. Let's finish quickly. You know, he's bothered because the Rambam seems... What's the reason why you have nidoy and for this? I mean, we don't put something in nidoy if he ate chazer, I mean, or if he's Michal Shabbos, you know. So, at first he has a creative suggestion. Again, how he comes to it is not... It's no time right now. But how he comes to it he says it could be that the midui here, it's not for mazkir shem shavala tal and so on. It's not the iser per se. It's that you're mevazeh shem Hashem. Yes. You're mevazeh kodesh baruch hu. In other words, and that's why, because he said the Rambam is out of order.
How he got to it. He made a mistake.
Oh, good. That's the point.
He's so from that he thinks that he doesn't know the dinim.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to a guy, he says, I don't care.
But at the end, the Rambam said, so he has a very fascinating chiluk here between, he says it's really a dinim in bizon, just like in Alam Vazah Talmud Chachomim, it's, you know, Alam Vazah other people and so on, you certainly came in Vazah Hashem
Hashem.
But at the end, he says it doesn't work exactly with the Rambam for reasons we can go into now because of the order of the way the Rambam presents it. But he says basically the whole idea, we come back to our original Pasuk. Lo Sisa Hashem Hachachachachav. Kilo yanake. What kind of funny language? We don't say doesn't say lo sasa kol melocha. Kilo yanake Hashem eisa shayasa melocha b'shabbes. Don't say such a thing. Kilo yanake. This is something which is a heavier duty type of iser. Okay, he says that's what gives you. It's an iser chomer. So I would say that if the iser, now the iser chomer can only be on the deraisa level, but that which is drabbanon, according to those shitas that it's drabbanon, which you said was rov rishonim, so it's a drabbanon on a very high level iser. Like even the Sefer Chinuch, the Yizar Ma'od, and so on and so forth. So Mamela would seem to me that one can make the case, like a Rav Avadya is making, according to what the Rav is saying, that the whole iser, the nidui and so on, comes in because of kalo yinake, so then you can't play around, and even on a drabbanon level, you better eat something. If you made a bracha on a glass of milk, so take a tiny, so maybe you say less than a kazai, it's fine. Just take a tiny taste, even though you're doing, bekumva, say you're going against the minig or against another abonnet. This is a higher level type of iser. Okay. Shalom, good in Shabbos.